Thursday, January 7th. President still at San Clemente and I'm still at Palm Springs. President called to say he had talked to Finch this morning, and it was clear to him that Mitchell and I were going to have to keep very tight control over the political operation. He had learned from Bob that Finch had started maneuvering in the Scott versus Dole situation, as a result of which he had sent Goldwater to see Scott to promise that Goldwater and his troops would not oppose, actually that they would back Scott for leader if Scott would back Dole. This is directly contrary to the plan we were working, which was on the basis that Scott had no strength and didn't have to give him anything. We could simply take a strong and firm position that we wouldn't oppose, or that Dole wouldn't oppose him, but that we would make no promises of support. Now that's been blown and will put us in a serious problem vis-a-vis our own forces in the Senate. Many of them feel that Howard Baker has a real chance to get the leadership post. The President felt maybe we should have Mitchell come out here to discuss the whole political situation, and had me call John, which I did, and we agreed that we'd wait till we got back to Washington. The President feels we have to give Finch something to do that gives him status and responsibility, but that keeps him under control in the political area. For example, we could put him in charge of youth and other groups of that kind, and also give him responsibility for one or two states like Pennsylvania, take on the YRs and all of that that Mitchell has no affinity for, but that we can't give him control. We've got to keep John in overall control. There's a real question as to whether that can be done. When I called Mitchell after the President's call, John was very upset about the whole situation, felt that we had a real problem. As a result of that, I called Finch, and it's perfectly clear that Bob had just moved unilaterally and decided what ought to be done and did it. Unfortunately, he was wrong in his decision. Chapin and I are making some progress in discussing the general PR and organizational setup, and I've got to get to work now and putting some specifics down and getting a plan worked out. End of January 7th.